Good morning, ladies, and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I'm Sophia, and I will be reading for you today. Today is Thursday, the 15th of October, which is the 27th of Tishrei on the Hebrew calendar. This week's parasha is the very first one. It's Bereshit, and today's Aliyah is Genesis 4:19 through 22. But before we start reading, we're going to bless the Lord and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples, through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Now Lamech took for himself two wives. The name of the first one was Ada, and the name of the second one was Zillah. Ada gave birth to Yaval. He was the pioneer of tent dwellers with livestock. His brother's name was Yuval. He was the pioneer of all who skillfully handle stringed instruments and wind instruments. Now Zillah also gave birth to Tuval-Kain, the forger of every kind of bronze and iron tools. Tuval-Kain's sister was Naamah. That was Genesis 4:19 through 22. Our portion from the prophets is Joshua chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid or dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. Behold, I have given the kings of Ai, his people, his city, and his land, into your hand. Then you will do to Ai and its kings as you did to Jericho and its king, except you will take its spoil and its cattle as booty for yourselves. Set an ambush for the city behind it." So Yehoshua and all the people of war arose to go up to Ai. Yehoshua selected 30,000 men, valiant warriors, and sent them at night. He commanded them, saying, "Look, you are going to ambush the city from behind it. Don't go too far from the city, but all of you be ready. Then I and all the troops with me will approach the city. Then it will be, when they come out against us, like the first time, that we will flee before them. So they will come out after us until we have drawn them away from the city. For they will think they are fleeing before us like the first time. While we are fleeing before them, you will rise up from the ambush and take possession of the city. For the Lord your God will give it into your hand. Now when you have seized the city, you will set the city on fire. According to the word of the Lord, you must do. See that you do as I have ordered you." So Yehoshua sent them off, and they went to the ambush site, taking position between Bethel and Ai, to the west of Ai. But Yehoshua spent that night among the people. Then Yehoshua rose up early in the morning and mustered the people. He and the elders of Israel marched before the people to Ai. All the people of war with him went up, advanced and came in front of the city. They camped to the north of Ai, with the valley between him and Ai. But he had taken about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, to the west of the city. So they stationed the people and the main army that was to the north of the city and its rear guard to the west of the city. Then Yehoshua walked that night in the midst of the valley. So it came to pass, when the king of Ai saw this, the men of the city hurried and rose up early, and went out to meet Israel in battle, he and all his people at the appointed place facing the Arava. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. So Yehoshua and all Israel pretended to be beaten before them, and fled by the way of the wilderness. Then all the people who were in Ai were summoned to pursue them, so they pursued Yehoshua and were drawn away from the city. Not a man was left in Ai or Bethel who did not go out after Israel. So they left the city open as they chased after Israel. Then the Lord said to Yehoshua, "Stretch out the javelin that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand." So Yehoshua stretched out the javelin that was in his hand toward the city. As soon as he stretched out his hand, the ambush arose quickly from their place, ran and entered the city and captured it, and immediately set the city on fire. Now the men of Ai looked back and saw, behold, the smoke of the city was rising up to the sky. They had no place to flee this way or that, since the people who had been fleeing to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. When Yoshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had captured the city and that the smoke of the city rose up, they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. The others also came out of the city against them, so they were surrounded by Israel, some on this side and some on that side. They struck them down until not one survivor or fugitive was left. But they captured the king of Ai alive and brought him to Yoshua. After Israel had finished killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field in the wilderness where they pursued them, and all of them were fallen by the edge of the sword until they were consumed, all Israel returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. All who fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, all the people of Ai. For Yehoshua did not draw back his hand with which he stretched out the javelin until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took as their booty, according to the word of the Lord which he had commanded Yehoshua. So Yehoshua burned Ai and made it a permanent heap of desolation to this day. Then he hanged the king of Ai on a tree until evening. At sunset, Yehoshua commanded that they take his carcass down from the tree, cast it at the entrance of the gate of the city, and piled over it a great heap of stones, which remains to this day. Then Yehoshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, as Moshe, the servant of the Lord, had commanded Bnei Israel, as written in the scroll of the Torah of Moses, an altar of uncut stones, on which no man had wielded any iron tool. They offered on it burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There on the stones he wrote a copy of the Torah of Moshe, which he had written, in the presence of Bnei Israel. Then all Israel, with their elders and officials and their judges, were standing on both sides of the ark, facing the Levitical Kohanim, carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, the outsider as well as the native-born. Half of them stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, just as Moshe, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before, in order to bless the people of Israel. Then afterward he read all the words of the Torah, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the Torah. There was not a word of all that Moshe commanded that Yehoshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, including the women and the little ones, and the outsiders walking among them. That was Yehoshua, or Joshua, chapter 8. Our portion from the writings today is Psalm 7. A passionate song of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjamite. Lord my God, in you I have taken refuge. Save me from each of my persecutors and deliver me. Otherwise he will rip me apart like a lion, with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is guilt on my hands, if I've paid back evil to anyone at peace with me, or unjustly attacked my adversary, then let the enemy chase me, overtake me and trample me into the ground, leaving my honor in the dirt. Selah. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Arise against the fury of my enemies. Awake for me. You decreed justice. Let an assembly of peoples gather around you and return on high above them. The Lord judges the peoples. Vindicate me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and integrity in me. Please end the evil of the wicked and sustain the righteous. A just God examines hearts and minds. My shield is God, Savior of the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who is indignant every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He prepares his own deadly weapons. He makes his fiery arrows. Look, the one pregnant with trouble conceives mischief and brings forth deceit. He digs a pit, scrapes it out, and then falls into the hole he has made. His mischief will turn on his own head. His violence will boomerang on his crown. I will praise the Lord for his justice. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Elion. That was Psalm 7. Our next and last scripture for today is Matthew chapter 5. Now when Yeshua saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt should lose its flavor, how shall it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on a lampstand, so it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the Torah or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or serif shall ever pass away from the Torah, until all things come to pass. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, this one shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees and Torah scholars, you shall never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder," and whoever commits murder shall be subject to judgment. But I tell you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be subject to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, "Raca," shall be subject to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," shall be subject to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you are presenting your offering upon the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your offering. Make friends quickly with your opponent while you are with him on the way. Otherwise, your opponent may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the assistant, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I tell you, you will never get out of there until you have paid back the last penny. You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I tell you that everyone who looks upon a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you that one part of your body should be destroyed than that your whole body be thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you that one part of your body should be destroyed than that your whole body go into Gehenna. It was said, "Whoever sends his wife away, let him give her a certificate of divorce." But I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall carry out your oaths to the Lord." But I tell you, do not swear at all. Not by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. But let your word yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything more than this is from the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evildoer. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him also the other. And the one wanting to sue you to take your shirt, let him also have your coat. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors do the same, don't they? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than anyone else? Even the pagans do that, don't they? Therefore be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. That was Matthew chapter 5, which was our last scripture for today's reading. If, however, you're reading the double track of Apostles this year, you would also read James or Yaakov chapter 5. Thank you for listening. I hope and pray that you have a lovely and beautiful day. I'm Sophia, and this has been Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.